Who do you read?
I like Mike Lupica.
Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
I'm joined by Mike Lupica. Yes, that sports columnist, Mike Lupica. He's taken over the Robert B. Parker's Sonny Randall series and is out with his debut offering in that series, Blood Feud. Sonny is everyone's favorite Boston PI, and she's back together with her ex-husband, Richie, who's Burke family mafia connections caused her a bit of grief, and now Richie's been shot due to sins of the father, apparently, and lots of twists and turns that will keep the pages turning, and including one huge surprise that I'm not giving a giveaway, but I'm just teasing you with it. Mike, you took over this series by happenstance, right?
It is. First of all, thank you for having me on to talk about this book, and clearly, if you know about the surprise, you've read the book, and I have to tell you, that surprise, I didn't know it was coming until it happened. And when something like that happens, you think to yourself, oh, man, I really do have the best job in the world. No, last summer, I'm up in Vermont in a rented house with my wife and daughter. And Esther Newberg is my literary agent for nearly 40 years. And she represents Daniel and David Parker, the Parker estate, essentially, because not only a couple of years after Bob died, Joan, his wife, died. And I said to her, you know, I was just wondering, Spencer got resumed, Jesse Stone got resumed, the Westerns got resumed. How come nobody ever resumed Sonny Randall? Because there hadn't been one in 10 years. She said, I'll find out. She calls Ivan Held, who is now my boss at Putnam, calls me back an hour later and says, Ivan would like you to write a sample chapter. And I said, no. I have enough to do. I wasn't pitching myself for anything. And Esther said, shut up and write the chapter, which is how our relationship has worked for a long time. And I have to tell you, that chapter that I wrote the next day, I got up early the next morning, and I wrote it, is essentially the first chapter of Blood Feud. And from the time I started writing the opening scene between Sonny and Spike, I felt like I was right where I belonged because I had first read Bob Parker, before we became friends, as a college kid in Boston, I took the Godwolf manuscript off a shelf at an old Brentano's, now gone, on Boylston Street, and over the last 40 years, I promise you, I have read all of those books at least twice and sometimes more than that. And it's like his attitude and his voice and these characters had been in my head for a very long time.
Well, was there more to your relationship with Bob Parker than the fact that you're both writers?
Oh, yeah. I first met him. I went to the famous house in Cambridge where he lived on one floor, Joan lived on another, and they had a common area in between, to do a PBS television piece about the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry. And, you know, obviously he was a huge Red Sox fan, and we just hit it off that day. We'd sometimes be on radio shows together. Mike Barnicle used to have a radio show in Boston that we'd do, and I tell this story all the time. One time we were on book tours and ended up at the same hotel in Georgetown, and we saw each other as we were checking in, and he said, Mikey, he called me Mikey. He said, Mikey, let's have dinner tonight. I said, great. He said, let's do it back at the hotel. I said, okay. I said, well, what time's your signing? He said, 7 o'clock. I said, well, mine's 6:30. When will you be done? He said, oh, I'll be done at 8. I said, well, Bob, wait a minute. How do you know you'll be done right at 8? I mean, you always must draw these really big crowds. And he said, Mikey, let me explain something to you. If at 8 o'clock I look up at the clock and I'm between Robert B. and Parker in the book I'm signing, I'm out of there. And guess what? He was.
Well, you know, you talk about the Boston underworld in this book. What's the lay of the land like in Boston? We all know Whitey Bulger, but I don't think the Boston underworld gets a lot of press outside of the New England area.
Yeah, I fortunately, I had a template from all of these books that Robert B. Parker wrote, which I think it's past 60. And so, you know, I was quite familiar with Joe Braz and Geno Fish, who are dead by the time I wrote this book, and Tony Marcus, who is a black gangster. I always tell people, just to think of him as a young Billy Dee Williams, and he was an incredibly fun character to write, and the interaction between him and Sonny in this book is terrific. But before I could include Tony, I had to call my buddy Ace Atkins, who writes the Spencer novels now, and I said, can you farm out Tony to me for one book? And I said, yeah. I said, and can I have Vinnie Morris, who's a shooter, too? He said, yeah, but remember, Vinnie now is, you know, got his own crew, and it occurred to me that we were talking about them like they were real people, which I guess they have to be if you're going to write these books.
So you do interact, I mean, Ace, and then Reed Farrell Coleman writes Spencer. So do you interact with all those guys?
No, I don't know Reed. He's been writing with Jesse Stones. And I don't know Robert Knott, who writes the Westerns. Reed's actually the second guy who's written Jesse. Michael Brandman, who I think was the television producer of the Jesse Stone movies that Tom Selleck has appeared in, started the Jesse series. But Sonny, to me, when I was starting out my tour, when Blood Feud came out, I was at the Mysterious Bookshop in New York City. And Otto Penzler, who's like the godfather of crime fiction in the country, said, if you could have picked any one of the four series to write, which one would you have picked first? I said, Sonny, because the fewest books were written about her. Bob had originally started the series because Helen Hunt asked him to come up with, you know, a female private detective. The movie never got made, but he loved the character. And the last one hadn't been out for 10 years. So I really felt like, you know, not like I had a blank canvas, because he had already given her this great backstory, this great cast of characters around her. But when you look at how many Spencers there have been, how many Jessies there have been, how many Westerns there have been, I felt that I could really hit the ground running again with Sonny. And the response has been awesome. The Publishers Weekly, Real Books By, Book List, every one of the reviews has been better than the next. I've written like 40 novels in my life, and these are the best reviews I've ever gotten. And I think a lot of it is, you know I've been true to the character. They know I've been true to his attitude. And mostly they're just happy to have Sonny back.
Well, we're talking with Mike Lupica about Robert B. Parker's Blood Feud, the newest Sonny Randall novel. You wrote the Peter Finley character, you know, free, under your own name, obviously, and it was your own series. He's an investigative journalist for a cable TV station. Sonny Randall, private investigator. The idea of private people investigating crime, that gives you a lot more freedom than a lot of the cops that have to follow the procedures, and you got to stick to those in the book, right?
Yeah, and thank you for referencing Peter Finley. I had an awful lot of fun with those. The first one got nominated for an Edgar Award. It later became a television movie that I wrote that even had Julianne Moore in it at the beginning of her career. And when I go back, it's so funny now that I've been out on tour with Blood Feud, people show up with copies of Peter Finley books that they want me to sign. And if you see it, you can see how much, you know, Robert B. Parker's voice influenced my own. And it's kind of my voice, too, because it's that sort of wise guy attitude that I always brought to my sports column when I was writing for the Daily News. So this book, it did feel like I'd come home in a certain way, because even having written as many books for young readers as I have over the last 15 years, it was always in the back of my mind that I would start writing mysteries again. And to get this chance to write this character that, created by my old friend, has been one of the great honors of my life, just seeing my name on the cover with Bob's. Robert B. Parker's Blood Feud by Mike Lupica. When I got the first copy, I'll tell you, it was a very cool day for me.
I know, especially in this area of the country, you became a household name with your appearances on the Imus in the Morning show when he was syndicated here. How important was that to getting your brand known throughout all the country?
Oh, it was unbelievable. He's living on a ranch in Texas now. I became known to his audience, which was immense, in a way that with people that I wasn't reaching, even being on the sports reporters for 28 years on Sunday mornings, and especially with my books for young readers. Travel Team came out in 2004, and he had a huge hand in that, and every subsequent book while he was still on radio and TV. In fact, Heat, which was my second book for young readers, I just wrote a sequel to, which will be out next year. Oh no, Don was tremendously generous, especially at that time in my book writing career.
You mentioned the sports reporters. I know John Saunders died, and I loved watching that show. Why'd that go off the air? I don't think there was anybody clamoring for it to go off the air.
We're still not quite sure. I mean, we know we got caught in a budget crunch, but our ratings were as good as ever. I'd taken over hosting the show from John. It had become a tradition on Sunday mornings. I mean, I think the only older show other than SportsCenter they have at ESPN is Outside the Lines, and we thought we were going good, but fortunately, Mr. Album and Mr. Ryan and I have now started it as a twice-a-week podcast. So we put the band together, and we're having a ball with it.
You know, the Red Sox and, now we're getting into sports, but obviously the Red Sox have been more successful World Series-wise than the Yankees of late, and is that rivalry now stronger than ever because of that?
Yeah, I actually felt that the rivalry was as good as it had ever been in 2003 and 2004 when they played two epic seven-game series. And then I didn't think it was so good, but it's like the arms race has restarted, and the Red Sox have pretty much become, in the early part of this century, what the Yankees were in the last century. I'm not saying they're going to win 27 World Series, but all of a sudden, the obsession in New York is for the Yankees to beat the Red Sox after all those years when the obsession in Boston was for the Red Sox to beat the Yankees. So it's really fun again. That they met in the playoffs was really fun again. I think Aaron Judge would rethink going past, leaving Fenway Park and booming out New York, New York, after the Yankees got the one game they got off of the Red Sox, because the Red Sox then used that song as a rallying cry the rest of the way.
I know you've addressed this in your column on ESPN.com or MLB.com. Bryce Harper going to end up at the Yankees?
Well, I don't know. The short answer is I don't know. But all I say, what I said in this column is I'll believe he's not going to sign with the Yankees when he doesn't sign with the Yankees, when he signs with somebody else, because when the Yankees are quiet on somebody like this, then that's when they're most dangerous. Nobody thought they were going to sign Mark Teixeira until they did. I think they shocked the world when they traded for Alex Rodriguez. And as I said in that column, as you know, I think if the Yankees had to do it all over again, they wouldn't have made the Stanton trade, and they would have just waited for the guy who fits them and their ballpark, you know, way better than Giancarlo Stanton does, even though, you know, he's hit all those home runs.
All right. Well, you've done amazing work here with Robert B. Parker's Blood Feud, the newest Sonny Randall novel. He's Mike Lupica. You can read him all over the place. He's on appearances, writes all the time. Mike, just a fantastic book here. Glad that you took over this series, and thanks for joining us today to talk about it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been as much fun as I've ever had.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.